And now, Don Blackwell.
There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. We all like to see pretty pictures, do we not? Today we're going to look at a beautiful picture indeed. It is a picture of paradise recorded for us in Luke 16 that was just read. In this account, the rich man is one who was lost eternally, but there was a poor beggar named Lazarus who went to a place called paradise. We find in this account two very different people who lived very different lives and found themselves in very different places. The rich man found himself in a place of punishment, and we'll look at that place of punishment in our next lesson. But today we're going to see that Lazarus, this poor beggar, found himself in paradise. Friends, first of all, we need to understand that the Bible teaches that when a person dies, his spirit goes into an area called Hades. Hades is the general area of departed spirits. But in Hades, there are two different areas. One, a place of pleasure, a place of reward, a place of comfort called paradise. The other, a place of punishment, referred to as Tartarus in the New Testament, which is where we find the rich man. And even now, he is there with all the wicked spirits with him, awaiting the final judgment. In this account given by Jesus in Luke 16:19, he tells us of two men, a rich man who had everything this life could offer, and a poor man, a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. And the Bible says that moreover the dogs came and licked his sores. Verse 22 tells us that the beggar died, and notice what it says. He was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. That's the first part of the picture of paradise that I want you to appreciate with me today. It tells us that if we live our lives as faithful children of God, as this poor beggar did, that we're going to find ourselves escorted by angels of God into paradise. That's what verse 22 tells us about this beggar. He died and his spirit was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. It's a very different picture than the one we'll see in the next lesson about the rich man who lived his life in disobedience to the will of God. Also, we'll see that the rich man in this place of punishment could see Lazarus. He could see where he was, and he wanted Abraham, who was also there, to have mercy on him. He cried, Please send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. He said, For I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said to him, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and Lazarus evil things. In other words, Lazarus suffered. But now he's comforted, and you are tormented. Now, that is our next part of the picture of paradise that we want to appreciate from this account. that not only can we expect a heavenly escort or an angelic escort into paradise, as Lazarus did, but notice that Abraham said now he is comforted. Can you imagine the comfort that awaits those who are faithful children of God when this life is over? You know, it's a comfort that's going to be beyond compare, beyond our ability to really appreciate and to understand. But it's certainly something that we need to think about and to try to appreciate more and more every day, because it will give us a reason to live our lives in such a way so as to one day know that comfort. Lazarus suffered a great deal in this life, but he was faithful to God despite his suffering. Now, Lazarus lived and died under the old law, the law of Moses. Of course, you and I today live under the new law, the law of Christ. But certainly the principles are the same. We must be faithful to God in whatever age we live under and whatever covenant we live under in order to one day enjoy the beautiful picture of paradise, to find ourselves in that picture, to be escorted by the angels into paradise, and to have that comfort that is beyond compare. And friends, to ultimately find ourselves prepared at the judgment day to be in heaven with God after that. There we can be with God the Father, with Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the faithful of all ages throughout eternity. Yes, we need to think about the picture of paradise and the comfort that Lazarus enjoys even now. Think of the comfort of paradise, and let that thought of comfort motivate you and encourage you to turn to God through Christ if you're not a Christian. And if you are a Christian, let it motivate you to suffer whatever you must suffer in this life, as Lazarus suffered, in order to have the greater comfort, the greater reward, the comfort beyond compare that awaits the faithful in paradise. Yes, now Lazarus is comforted. Why was Lazarus able to live his life of suffering as he did and yet never become bitter about his situation? He understood that he was rich in another way. You see, the rich man had material things, but Lazarus understood that he was rich in a far greater way. And friends, those who are Christians are rich in that same way. James 1 and 9 tells us, "Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted." Now, what's James saying here? Let the brother of low degree, that is, the brother who doesn't have much of this world's goods, let him rejoice in that he is exalted. Now, how is that brother exalted? How is he lifted up? He is lifted up spiritually, isn't he? Because he enjoys all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. James 1 and 10 goes on to say, "But the rich," that is the rich brother, "let him rejoice in that he is made low," or that he is humbled by the gospel. You see, sometimes rich men have a hard time accepting the gospel because they may be blinded by their riches. But this passage, James 1, verses 9 and 10, talks about one who was not blinded by his riches. He understood that his riches would pass away and that he needed to take care of his eternal soul, his spirit. So he obeyed the gospel. He was humbled or made low by the gospel, and he met the poor man on level ground on equal terms. You see, the brother of low degree rejoices in that he is lifted up and made rich spiritually by the gospel, and the rich man, in terms of this world's riches, is humbled by the gospel and made to realize that there are more important things than this world's goods. The rich man in Luke 16 never realized that, tragically. He lived this life for material things, and now he finds himself in punishment that will last throughout eternity. But Lazarus was able to look ahead and see that there is something more important than worldly goods and worldly blessings. He lived his life faithfully as a follower of God, living under the law of Moses, and now he enjoys the comfort of paradise. There's one more point that I want us to see, another part of the picture of paradise. It's recorded for us in verse 26 of Luke 16. Abraham said to this rich man, "And beside all of this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." Abraham said to him, "Lazarus cannot come to you. He cannot come and dip the tip of his finger in water and cool your tongue." He said, "Because there is a great gulf fixed. In other words, it cannot be changed. Where you are when you leave this world, when you die, is where you will spend eternity, either lost or saved. Now, we know after this waiting period passes, we will go into eternity, either into heaven or hell. But our destiny is determined when we leave this earth, when we die. The rich man could not leave torment to go into paradise. Neither could Lazarus leave paradise. You know, sin does bother the faithful. Those who are trying to do right in this world are bothered by those who are not doing right and who have no desire to do that which is right. But I want you to notice that 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 7 and 8 says about Lot that he was vexed with filthy conversation of the wicked. You see, that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Yes, the sin around him troubled him, and he grieved over it. And if we're trying to do what is right in God's sight, we'll grieve over sin also. But I want you to think about this. The time is coming when sin will trouble us no more. There will be an eternal separation of the righteous and the unrighteous, and sin will never tempt us again. Certainly, we all have to deal with temptation every day, but not when this life is over. I want you to think of this, a picture of paradise, into which we will find ourselves escorted by angelic host, as Luke 16:22 tells us. Think of the comfort of paradise. Think of a comfort beyond compare, as verse 25 shows us. And I want you to think of that great gulf, the division between the righteous and the unrighteous, that the Lord says is fixed. It is certain. It is unmovable. Therefore, sin will never trouble us again when this life is over.